This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
The 2022 Census of Agriculture shows some interesting trends in Kentucky agriculture since the previous report was released in 2017. National Ag Statistics Service Eastern Mountain Region Director Dave Knopf says the results were kind of mixed.
Looking at the numbers, it's a case of good news, and then there's some kind of bad news, I would say. But, you know, overall, agriculture remains strong in Kentucky and across the U.S.
Knopf says farm receipts continue to rise.
The value of production, that number is now $8 billion in Kentucky for the 2022 year. So this includes sales of all agricultural products from the farm, the gross value of those products.
He adds there was a significant increase in 5 years.
That's up $2.3 billion over the 2017 Census of Agriculture number for the same mark at that time. So we've seen growth in agriculture.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Make sure your equipment is ready to hit the fields hard with special deals on genuine Case IH parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of OEM engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every Max Maintain Plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on Case IH parts. Stop into H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
Farm Credit Mid-America is a lender that has farmers' backs. With its patronage program, they give patronage-eligible customer owners a portion of their profits as cash. To date, patronage-eligible customer owners have gotten back more than $1.25 billion as patronage over the last 8 years. It's one more way Farm Credit Mid-America is showing up for farmers and strengthening rural communities. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. For more on patronage eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Dave Knopf with the National Ag Statistics Service says there are two particular areas the USDA watches closely.
We've seen an increase in the new and beginning farmers in Kentucky. The young farmers, while not an increase from 2017, did not diminish as quickly as the overall number of farms.
He adds family farms are still holding a large majority.
96% of farms in the state were family farms.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and other social media and list the podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.